Hey, deserving listeners, this episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this, then you are a patron, and thank you so much for being a patron. This episode is an excerpt, one of the excerpts from the 11th anniversary show. Now, if you're one of those people who doesn't like rambly episodes, then I wouldn't recommend listening to this. But if you like that sort of thing, then listen. So enjoy.
Psychology in Seattle.
Ah!
Woo!
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's just very citrusy and fresh. Cheers! Here's to another... Oh, wait. I'm not even in camera. Cheers. Here's to another, like, 59 years of podcasting, and then we'll start a new show.
Uh-oh. Alex says make a song.
All right.
Okay. Time for making a song.
So how do you want it? Let's get chords from the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Throw out some chords. And cheers. This bud's for you.
I'm actually going to play...
Yeah, this is yummy.
I'm going to play them with
a
capo.
Well.
So I'm not going to play the chords exactly.
We are drinking 11-year-old champagne.
Ooh.
That's crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah. 11-year-old champagne.
Oh, man. E flat minor 11th.
Make a jazzy song. E minor. E flat minor 11th.
Yeah.
How do I play that on the... E flat minor.
I could look up
11th is 11th is
okay. So on the fourth fret. Oh, but you got a capo. Yeah, on the fourth fret, do the high E, the first two strings. I don't know how you. Yeah, those two. Then over two frets on the third string. But you got to be on the fourth fret. No. The other way.
Oh.
It's probably easier if you see it.
Oh, I see. Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And B. So we got... Oh, no. It's this one, right? Four. That's what it is right there. Oh, okay. And then B... A major
and T minor, as always. Listen.
Let's just do those.
Okay.
Oh no, we got an F major 7.
Oh geez. Okay.
Or F major. I don't like playing. That's a bitch to play. F major 7.
No. You can just do the like if you were playing a C chord, but then you drop down one whole. No, play a C chord, but then drop all the fingers down a string.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so we got the... Oh, no. What kind of rhythm do you want?
Maybe you could do a... Dun, 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 dun. We've been at this for so long now. Maybe I'll be here 11 years more with this same dude playing guitar and making funny lists about everything we like and everything we care for. And people will be tuning in and calling out the hottest sequence of chords. It's never gonna be enough. We're never gonna give it up. And always gonna talk about psychology in Seattle. And you get to ask those hottest questions. And you get to tell us what to talk about. But one day, when it is all over, you and I will be at the GameWorks together, 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 together. That was quite esoteric. Usually we tend to get chords that are a little more sequenced.
I don't know. Last time it was a little weird, too.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. Okay, next top 10. Or 11. Top 11 F-ups. Britto.
Top 11 F-ups.
So let's start with... Let's just go through 11 and... So go all through right. all yours.
Number 11. When we couldn't film inside of the sex club. I mean, it wasn't quite an F-up, but... Darn it, that would have been fun.
Yeah. I mean, did we find out when we got down there that they weren't going to let us film?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did our intro outside and then our outro.
Right.
Number 10, trolls. You know, I wasn't here for that horrible situation, but it's not our fuck-up. It just sounds horrible.
Yeah.
So I felt for you as you told me that. That sucks.
Yeah.
And number 9, when we ended it, I thought, I mean, it was a purposeful thing, but I was like, darn it, we shouldn't have ended it.
In 09,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number 8, the Hitler controversy.
Oh.
Was it attachment disorders or was, no, it was...
Differentiation.
Differentiation. I'm like, well, I think Hitler was quite differentiated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
I got me in trouble.
That was like... One of the first flame situations you ran into.
Yes. Good night, Alexander. Oh, wait. Is Alexander saying good night to...
I think Karen is saying goodbye.
Karen. Okay. Good night, Karen. Well, good night to anyone who's having a good night.
Alexander is saying good night.
Okay. Number 7. Backwards mic. When we recorded a whole episode and at the end... Is your microphone backwards? And I'm like, I don't know. You're like, didn't you see the... I'm like, I didn't look.
Yeah.
So like, the whole time it was muted.
Right. So the microphone literally on the back has a word that says back. Like printed on the back of the microphone that says back. So he was facing right into
this.
Yeah. But that was probably more my fault than yours.
Oh, it's a fuck up. Yeah. Number 6. Loud wind and city sounds with Lita.
Oh.
Do you remember we were filming that episode and it was the background of the city and stuff and we filmed and we did a whole thing and then you went to listen to it and it was like,
yeah,
well, construction.
Yeah, construction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to EQ that thing down to this narrow band of, you know,
the human voice.
Yeah. And it was like, it was
unbelievable.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Karen says, hell no. I'm sticking it out till it gets real bitter. But I thought she was saying, hell no, I'm sticking it out till it gets better. Uh-huh. It's like, way to not cut your losses. Gambler's dilemma. All right. Number 5, the first episode. But I mean, you know, we didn't know what we were doing. It's fine.
So the first episode, we had no idea what we were doing. And it was just me and Birdo. And we had these camera guys come over, and the whole thing, there's just so many reasons why it went wrong. One of the camera guys, who never came back, by the way, was trying to be like Mr. Director, and he was like telling Birdo what to do and like criticizing him for the things he was doing with his hands and just kind of making fun of him a lot, too. And it's a surprise we ever did it again, honestly. All right, what's your rest of your list?
Number 4, juggling fails.
Oh, really?
Do you remember the juggling episode?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't you pull, or he pulled something?
Well, yes, there was a, I didn't pull. There was a muscle pulled, but
so
also.
So on an early episode, we had this guy who came on to talk about how when he was a teenager, he's actually a friend of mine, he had substance abuse problems, and as an adult he is a professional entertainer juggler, and he's still doing it to this day. And so he talked about his childhood issues, and then afterwards we did juggling stuff in my backyard. And so what happened?
Well, so one of the things that happened was there was a slight injury. The other thing that happened was one of our other co-hosts really had a hard time with the juggling thing.
Oh yeah.
So we had like kind of awkward moments of continuous failure.
Yeah.
We're like, let's just get one.
Right.
Like, oh. So that was kind of awkward.
Yeah, and I edited it all out except for when you guys got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And then there was number 3, The art therapy freeze.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
Yes. Yeah, it's an episode where there was supposed to be something we did, and not everyone is as into random things as I am. And so some people take a little while to warm up to a random activity. And
yeah.
Number two, music therapy.
Oh, yeah.
We had an episode that was about music therapy, and I was hoping to learn more about the subject. I was hoping to prod less, get more out. And so it was a little surprising. And then it was, we actually were excited because we were supposed to write a song. Do you remember? Like,
yeah.
Part of it was to write a song. But unlike the process we just did, which was quite therapeutic, it was kind of written for us.
Yeah.
It was prescribed, yeah. And then number one, erasure. As in an erased whole episode.
Right.
When we recorded our Dungeons & Dragons third, was it?
Something like that. Or second. Maybe second.
Yeah, it was the second.
I lost the entire audio.
Yeah. Oh, that was so painful.
So here's my top 11 podcast F-ups. Number 11 is what I just sort of threw at this grab bag category of various trial and error experiments. Like, we were, for a short time, we were totally associated with
Sampers. Thank you.
We were totally associated with a local radio station, which I thought was going to be awesome. And it never.
Yeah, and I was really excited about that. Yeah. Loved going there to record and everything.
Right. This local radio station, like, essentially picks us up. And they never played us on their radio, but they wanted us to be a part of their team. And and so, although it's understandable why I made this group, but there's just, over the 11 years, there's been so many trials, and only a few of them managed to pan out, you know? Like, for every, like, Patreon, starting on that was successful. But there's so many other things that I started on that were just, like, completely useless. By the way, I think we have some new patrons. Allison and Lucas, you get a pin. And Malika, you get a pin as well because you upgraded. So thanks. Oh, Hallie is down there. Let's see. And she is reserving. She is occupying the area at GameWorks. So thank you, Hallie, if you're still there. I don't know if you can pay attention. Okay, number 10 podcast F-up was probably not adapting to YouTube sooner. So I feel like I've finally completely adapted to YouTube. Yeah. I feel like I'm still getting to know it. But for, you know, the past 10 years, 11 years, YouTube has been rising in relevance. Yep. And I've been resisting.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to get you to do it several times. But at the same time, I knew that, like, you know, if it was going to be done, you'd have to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that much time. And so I figured, like, you do what you can do. Like,
yeah. I mean, you can't see from where you're sitting, everyone, but I have completely renovated my entire office to accommodate a more easy experience for podcasting and mainly for video. I bought furniture, I bought equipment, I bought lights, I bought cameras, I bought little connectors, I bought cords, I bought a brand new audio system with compressors and preamps and earphone, headphone adapters and, you know, other and backup systems. And so that was part of it. But I think, honestly, if I would have tried to go YouTube 5 years ago, I probably would have been too soon because I feel like we needed to master the audio before we could even venture into
video. Imagine doing a live stream back then.
Yeah.
Who would have watched it?
Right. Number 9 podcast F-ups is saying inaccurate things. So occasionally I say just flat out falsehoods because I've got something wrong, and that nothing makes me lose sleep more than thinking about saying something that's factually inaccurate on the podcast. Number 8 is not being able to handle all the marketing things for the podcast over the years. So Stacy came on the podcast, 6 months ago-ish, and has taken on all the marketing sort of tasks. And I probably should have done it a long time ago. Like I've never done anything on Twitter or Instagram or anything, and she's doing that. So I probably should have done that a long time ago. Number seven is thinking that our success was making on location types of episodes. So in the very beginning, I thought our success was we got to do video episodes. It's got to be on location.
And psychology in Seattle.
Right. It's got to be in Seattle somewhere.
Right. And it was fun. Like, I liked it.
But, man, was that like a dumb a dumb thing.
Very, very difficult.
Number six is not having better audio for a few years. So for a few years, I was kind of – I didn't have a lot of money, and I obviously wasn't making money on the podcast. And for a while, I would just put one microphone in the room. Yeah. And Umberto and I and, like, three other people would just kind of talk, and it was just terrible audio. Number five was, as Umberto has for number one, losing audio recordings. This whole time, I probably could have had a pretty easy backup, but it's just it's harder than it sounds. Honestly.
But the thing though is, like, first of all, of course, it's never been your fault. Second, like, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's barely happened.
Right. I mean, we've had almost 1,000 episodes, and it's happened it's probably happened like four times that I can remember. But I'm smarter than that. You know, I'm usually pretty organized, and so that's definitely a podcast F up to not have a good backup.
Well, but remember, like, when we were recording our album and stuff, or whenever you record music and stuff, like, you're not going to run multiple recordings at the same time.
Right.
So if shit goes wrong and you lose the last, oh, that was a great take. Oh, we lost it.
Or you just lose the whole file for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Okay, number four. There was one time where I posted an episode that a listener demanded that I take down. This was probably like 3 years ago. I posted an episode. I totally forget what it was about. And I thought I had permission from the listener, from the emailer, to post it. In fact, I remember looking back at the details and being like, I had total permission. We had talked about it already. And I don't think the person really just understood the implications of the whole thing or something. And as soon as it posted, she emailed me. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that to me. And, I, you know, you're blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, because, you know, the worst thing I can think about happening for this podcast is harming individuals with it, you know, for efforts of, you know, having content. And, you know, that's burned in my brain. So now, like, I either anonymize everything if I'm unsure, or I just don't post things unless I'm absolutely sure. Number three, podcast F up was many years ago. I had to apologize for something. I'm kind of forgetting the details because it was a long time ago, but I actually made a whole episode called something like I Apologize. That was a whole episode about me talking about a podcast F up. Number two is me being a dick to Umberto on the air.
Aww.
So those are F ups. Being a dick to Umberto is uncool and not my best, and terrible, and ugly, and unfair, and bad, and an F up. Number one
that's touching. You put it in your fuck up list.
Number one are all the times I didn't account for people's feelings in general out of ignorance, usually out of ignorance. There's just one example that I was is burnt in my head is in passing. I said something about breastfeeding. I said something about, like, how breastfeeding helps kids develop because of being close to their mothers or something. I said something that wasn't well thought out, and it was kind of definitive. And someone emailed and said that – I can't remember the details, but I think they were saying something like, actually, I can't breastfeed for this reason. And from the way you stated that, it's like, I can't be a good parent because
I
can't remember the exact story.
But you obviously didn't mean
it was totally in passing. Right. And I hadn't thought it out. And so breastfeeding is not an expert area of mine. And there's been a number of moments like that where I just sort of like, I haven't really thought it through. And it's in the midst of all this unscripted back and forth. I say something and then later someone's like, that actually hurt my feelings. And I'm like, ugh,
oh, man.
Like, why did I even say that? Like, I don't need to talk about things I don't know about. So those are my top 11 podcast F-ups.
You know, it's funny. When you first send me the list of stuff, a lot of them, I was like, oh, I love this. When I got to that one, I'm like, man, I don't know if I can come up with one. But then, I forced myself. certainly, I could come up with more. But honestly, like, it's great. Like, there's not that much stuff over the years. And certainly nothing I deeply regret or something.
Right. You know? I was kind of amazed by that, too. Like, of all the things that we say and do, there's not a lot of things that we regret. I mean, a big part of it is that I pay a lot of attention to what the listeners are saying. And so surveys, feedback. And so I feel like I have a pretty good gauge on what people want, you know, and have a pretty good gauge on, like, what I should and shouldn't do. Not out of, like, rules, but out of empathy, really. Just, you know, caring about people's feelings and stuff. So, all right.